Well, hello and welcome to episode 333 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. This is a Monday through Friday podcast, but during the dog days of podcasting here, I'll be doing special shows on Saturdays and Sundays. DDP will go until September 4th, and I'd love to have your input for some of the weekend shows. Send me a question or two that you'd like to have me answer. If I use your question on the show, and I probably will, I'll send you a free copy of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. Send those questions to steve@lifespringmedia.com. Today we're on track two, and we'll begin the book of Hebrews with the reading of the first two chapters. First, a little background. The author of the book of Hebrews is unclear, but it is generally thought that the Apostle Paul wrote it. The purpose of the book is to impress on the Hebrews that the gospel is superior to the law, and to encourage them to persevere in the Christian faith. There are some difficult passages in Hebrews, and we'll tackle them when we get to them, as much as possible. We'll read today from the New English Translation, or the NET Bible. Let's begin. Hebrews chapter 1. After God spoke long ago, in various portions and in various ways, to our ancestors through the prophets, in these last days he has spoken to us in a Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he created the world. The Son is the radiance of his glory and the representation of his essence, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. And so when he had accomplished cleansing for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Thus he became so far better than the angels, as he had inherited a name superior to theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my Son, today I have fathered you"? And in another place he says, "I will be his Father, and he will be my Son." But when he again brings his firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all the angels of God worship him." And he says of the angels, "He makes his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire." But of the Son he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and a righteous scepter is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. So God, your God, has anointed you over your companions with the oil of rejoicing. And you founded the earth in the beginning, Lord, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They will perish, but you continue. And they will all grow old like a garment, and like a robe you will fold them up, and like a garment they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will never run out." But to which of the angels has he ever said, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet"? Are they not all ministering spirits set out to serve those who will inherit salvation? Hebrews chapter 2. Therefore, we must pay closer attention to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. For if the message spoken through angels proved to be so firm that every violation or disobedience received its just penalty, how will we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? It was first communicated through the Lord, and was confirmed to us by those who heard him, while God confirmed their witness with signs and wonders, and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. For he did not put the world to come, about which we are speaking, under the control of angels. Instead, someone testified somewhere, "What is man that you think of him, or the son of man that you care for him? You made him lower than the angels for a little while. You crowned him with glory and honor. You put all things under his control. For when he put all things under his control, he left nothing outside of his control. At present we do not yet see all things under his control, but we see Jesus, who was made lower than the angels for a little while, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by God's grace he would experience death on behalf of everyone. For it was fitting for him, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For indeed, he who makes holy, and those being made holy, all have the same origin, and so he is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, "I will proclaim your name to be my brothers. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you." Again he says, I will be confident in him. And again, here I am with the children God has given me. Therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he likewise shared in their humanity, so that through death he could destroy the one who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and set free those who were held in slavery all their lives by the fear of death. For surely his concern is not for angels, but he is concerned for Abraham's descendants. Therefore, he had to be made like his brothers and sisters in every respect, so that he could become a merciful and faithful high priest in things relating to God, to make atonement for the sins of the people. For since he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are tempted. May God bless the reading of his word. Chapter 1 tells us that in previous days, God spoke to man through the prophets. But in these last days, meaning the final age, the age of grace that was ushered in with the birth of Jesus, who is the Messiah, the Savior, God spoke to man through his Son, Jesus. And the beginning verses state that the Son is the same essence, the same stuff, as the Father. And the Son is the agent through whom the Father created the physical world. And it is he who holds it all together. And the chapter concludes by explaining how and why Jesus is above even the angels. The second chapter begins with a warning not to drift away from what we've heard from the Lord and confirmed by those who heard him, and reinforced by a variety of miracles that were witnessed by many people. And then the chapter concludes with explaining how the Messiah, Jesus, was born into the world as a human being so that he would have the legal authority to take on the sins of the world and bring forgiveness to those who would believe in him. You see, being a holy and just God, the Father had to make a legal and just way for my sins and yours to be dealt with. He loves us, but that love was not enough, in and of itself, to allow us to spend eternity with him. We are, and we were, sinners. Sin separates us from God. Jesus became the bridge to reconnect us with God, but this could only be done through the perfect and sinless sacrifice of the Lamb of God that was Jesus. Since this book was written to the Hebrews, they were very familiar with the legal system that was put in place by the law. And in order for them to embrace the gospel, they had to be shown how the law was fulfilled in Christ. That is one of the main reasons for the book of Hebrews. And as we go through the book, we'll learn more of how Jesus fulfilled many of the Old Testament requirements for us. Have a comment? Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 333.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @_steveweb_#LifespringMedia. Also, remember to send that question in, whether it's a question about the Bible or Christian doctrine or whatever you're curious about. I will do my best to answer, and I hope you'll participate. steve@lifespringmedia.com. Don't forget, you'll get a free copy of my book if I use your question. And be sure to subscribe to the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible in your favorite podcast app, iTunes, Stitcher, whatever suits your fancy. Tomorrow we're on track 3, which will bring us back to the book of Job. And before I sign off today, I'd like to give a shout out to my little brother, Greg. We didn't meet until I was about 40 years old, and we haven't spent a whole lot of time together. He's just a few years younger than me, and he lives in Kentucky, and I'm here in Southern California. He just recently got his first smartphone and is now listening to his Big Brother's podcast. I'm truly honored to have him join the LifeSpring family. Greg, I love you. Well, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.